right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Dom and Colin podcast. I am Colin here with you once again with a very special podcast today. We are here with a pretty early preview, I would say, of the upcoming season of The Challenge. And the reason we're doing that is because apparently with The Challenge, spoilers are often just rampant throughout the kind of challenge community, and we want to get everything on the record before too much of that is out there. I certainly know I'm not spoiled. I guess we'll find out just how spoiled the rest of this panel is, but we got the full gang back together here. I guess let's go around the horn. First of all, let's welcome back to The Challenge podcast, Haley Strong. Haley, how are you?
This is a personal attack, and I know it.
I referenced something that would be the first thing that would come up on air just before we came on air, but we're not at that point yet. Haley, you were thankfully safe from the on-air taking to task.
I feel really bad. Like, I didn't mean to get spoiled last season. I was just desperate to know who Banana's partner was, and I accidentally found an entire boot list that ended up being accurate, and I felt bad. Well, at least I didn't come on the podcast and, like, ruin it for everyone.
No, and we very much thank you for that. You're going to get the opposite of being taken to task at the beginning.
I do feel bad, though. Like, I feel guilty. I just want people to trust me, and I worry people are never going to trust me again.
No, I think you did the exact correct thing for wanting people to maintain you wanting to maintain your integrity with your listening audience, which is you said, hey, I've been spoiled, and thus I'm not going to come on here and pretend not to be spoiled. I think you,
can you imagine if I did come on and was like, you know what? I just have a feeling that I should just pick Ashley. Like, I know she's not in the cast, but I just feel like she should be here, and I'm just going to waste one of my picks on that.
Mm-hmm. I think that may have raised some red flags, although in the moment, given you picking Brittany number one overall in a previous draft, I don't think I would have been that surprised.
Pretty sure that worked out decently well for me.
I don't even remember. I am a filthy challenge casual who has already forgotten probably most of the very last season. But thankfully, we have a couple other challenge regulars here with us who are always very useful when I have any kind of questions, either casual or more in-depth about the challenge. Returning to the podcast once again, let's first bring in Matt Ligori. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. I think I might have figured out what you were talking about that you're about to bring up in a few minutes. But, very happy to be back here after my rightful draft win from last season.
I think you may have figured that out as well.
And I don't know what your complaints might be, considering we figured that out along the way, that this is what we were going to do. This is what we did. And then all of a sudden at the end, wasn't the result you wanted. But
well, this is all right. We'll get into it. Brian Scally is also here, I guess, quickly. Scally, how are you?
I'm good. I also have complaints about how that draft played out, though, so I'm ready for that.
Yeah, literally, both of you approved the change that I didn't even fight
they
that
did.
Hard for.
They,
thank you, Haley. You know,
they did do that, so.
Okay.
That's their fault.
To catch anyone up who doesn't know what is being referenced, last season, me, Ligori, and Scally did our annual, or biannual, I guess, draft of all of the contestants, and pretty quickly into the season, Ligori was in a distant third place. So when Hunter and Ashley came into the season, Scally and I were willing enough to say, hey, we'll give you both Hunter and Ashley on your team for free just to make this kind of a sporting endeavor. And obviously we end up seeing how all of that plays out. They end up winning the season. Ligori gets enough points to at least theoretically win our draft. But I wanted to begin by asking, Ligori, do you feel you are the rightful winner of that draft?
Yes, because we made a rule during the draft and you guys approved it.
We approved it to be sporting. And then when the finale rolled around and everyone had a team to root for except for me, I said, hey, can I get the mercenaries so I can have someone to be invested in on this finale? And Matt Ligori basically said, LOL, go fuck yourself.
Well, that was very late in the game. I feel like adding somebody right before a final when it's like ridiculously close between all three of us. Well, I guess you were out of it by then. But still, didn't you want Hunter and Ashley anyway, or one of them? And then you would have won. So we would have been talking about the exact same situation, but in your benefit right now.
But this
what
is
if
what
you guys
not
just retroactively give Colin the points for Corey and Devin?
They didn't earn a lot of points during their time on the season. But Ligori, this is what I think is the difference, is if I had been given Hunter and Ashley, I would not be in here now saying, I won the draft, I get to be the person who determines this season's draft order. As far as I am concerned,
I think you do. It's fair and square.
There
like,
has to
sorry,
be a winner of the draft, and along the way, I was given two players to add to my team. And at the end of the draft, the most points were accumulated on my team. So I don't know what to tell you.
I guess what I'm getting at is I don't know who can come away from the draft that we did with any opinion other than Scally was the obvious winner of the draft that we held.
And thank
you. We threw you some freebies to make it so you had a rooting interest for the final 2 months of the season.
Well, I'm going to stand by the fact that I won, and I'm going to take my win.
Okay, well, you can, I guess...
I don't win many of these things, so I needed it.
This is what I'll say. I'm not going to argue with the points on the scoreboard. I will say, Liguori, you are technically, in my mind, the winner of last season's draft, but in terms of who earned the right to determine this year's draft order, I would not feel comfortable saying anyone other than Scally should get to do that.
I'm fine either way.
Oh, come on, Scally. Fight back so that we don't have to let Liguori do this.
I mean, my plan anyway going into this was to pick my spot first and then, like Boston Rob style in Survivor All-Stars, during that reward challenge, let Scally pick his spot next.
Okay, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think that puts me in a particularly good spot either. I feel like...
Yeah, but you're not even in the conversation of who might have won the last draft.
Okay, I guess, Scally, are you okay? Are you honestly willing to let Liguori get his way here?
I know that I have the moral victory, so I will let Liguori play out as he planned.
God damn it. Okay, Matt Liguori, I guess, is going to be determining this year's...
I love when Colin doesn't get his way.
I don't know how that happens,
Tune in Sunday nights on Secret Hitler streams.
We know who really won, and I will allow Liguori to, you know, have his day before I win again.
All right, it takes a big man, Scally, so well done there. Liguori...
I mean, not to, like, spoil, like, how we're going to, you know... draft, but I'm not even putting myself in a great draft winnable position. I'm changing things up this time because I don't usually have good results, as noted by how I did before that change came in last time. So,
okay, you're not gonna be taking Nelson in the second round anymore.
Nelson's not even on this cast.
Okay, good.
No, it's been a bad pick. He ended up. That guy doesn't lose eliminations, and he made it pretty far.
That is true. Nelson has neither here nor there about Nelson's like 9-1 elimination record or whatever. Yes. Very, very under reported. But the thing I wanted to say before we get into this draft is, first of all, obviously spoiler alert for anyone spoiler averse on who's going to be on this next season of the challenge that I don't even know when it starts. Do we know roughly when this is going to start airing?
Not a clue, but I think the season that started a year ago right now started like January 2nd or something. And then I think 2 years ago it started in February. So I would assume sometime probably early February.
Okay.
It's already filmed and it's been done filming for like well over a month and they turn these over pretty quickly.
All right. So yeah, I would say too far off.
My best guess would be probably coinciding with the ending of X on the Beach.
Yeah. So,
all right. That gets me further away from the correct answer of when this is going to premiere. But I get it. Haley, you like X on the Beach as well?
It is probably the best show on television right now,
mm-hmm.
but also truly the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Sounds fitting.
The cast this season is much better than the last cast, so I've been
enjoying. And stay tuned because I am joining Allie and Brian over on the Wrap Up Network to talk about X on the Beach this coming week.
Ooh. Hey, plugs.
Yeah, very, very excited.
This is not the first plug of this episode by me.
What was the first plug of this episode?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. This will not be the last.
Okay.
Rip-roaring great start here.
No. What I was building up to is we're going to be drafting our teams, and apparently this is a fresh meat season, and we don't know what the partners are going to be, and there are too many rookies. Like, we know there's going to be some sort of rookie purge at the beginning, so a couple people are going to go undrafted, and frankly, we don't even know at this point what the scoring system is going to be, but we're going to all be on a level playing field in that regard, and we'll collect...
Half the time during the season, we don't know what the scoring system is.
True.
Change it.
We do, because it varies so much season to season, I would say, about how points for doing various things should be weighted. But we'll figure all that out in the future. And right now, we're just drafting in the dark. I would say the priorities are generally going to be overall win equity. And generally speaking, just lasting a long time on the season tends to be worth quite a bit in these drafts, I've noticed, when there are so many damn episodes now and it's so long between eliminations that if you lose a few people early, you're just done, as Liguori found out last year, unless your co-drafters are the most generous people in the world.
Which they are.
so true.
And we can appreciate, and that's why we only podcast with our good friends and not real competitors.
That's right. Or intense competitors. We got a lot of names to get through here today. Liguori, I will reluctantly throw it over to you to tell me where you will be drafting.
Well, I mean, I had it on my list of, notes because I come prepared to these, unlike you. But do you want to talk about people that aren't on this season, like now, maybe later, at all?
I feel like
there's a lot of snubs.
Okay. Well, we can do it up the top. I was going to talk about it at the end, but up at the top is totally fine because that's probably going to be a more interesting discussion in some cases than half the people that are actually on this cast.
Yeah. Just because, once we get to the end, I don't know if we were going to like fizzle out with all the newbies. So you do want to talk about it now? Or?
Yeah. Let's go through who's, I guess, not on this cast. There's some people that I'm, obviously plenty of regulars that I'm excited about and a couple of people we haven't seen in a little while that I'm excited to see back on the show. But Liguori, who in your mind were the biggest names you were surprised to see not end up on the final cast?
The number one that stood out to me, was Devin. The fact that after last season with the Devin and Bananas situation and, leading into the reunion and it doesn't seem like anything was even remotely settled between the two of them. So the fact that Devin isn't on this current season is really surprising to me. I think he was rumored to be on it, pretty late in the game, but he didn't end up getting cast. He's not on it. There's also Corey and Nelson, who are both not on it, leaving Hunter as the sole young buck out there. A lot of the older players, Marie, Shane, Veronica, aren't back. So there's a decent amount of the usual people, like the people who were in almost the entire trilogy that didn't get the call for this one.
Yeah, Scally, have you heard anything about why Devin wasn't there? Because that is a big surprise to me as well, especially. Not just the season itself, but also at that exchange of the reunion with Devin and Bananas may have been even more intense than anything we saw during the 28 episodes.
So the thing I had heard was that they really looked at who was on, the trilogy of the last three seasons. And basically, if your name was not Bananas or Cara Maria and you were on the last three seasons, then they were going to bench you for a season. But they wanted to really bring up some new names. And so someone like Devin, even though he went out early on Dirty 30, he was technically on all three seasons plus the last Champs versus Stars. So I think that they're trying to, bring up some new names also.
Who, if anyone, are the exceptions to that rule? Because I'm looking at my list. I feel like Cam was on all three as well, but that may be wrong.
I don't think Cam was on Dirty 30.
Oh, she was. She may not have even been a challenge player at that point, right?
Nope, not yet.
All right, my bad.
No, some
I
of them have been
you
on,
guys
on like two of three and whatnot, but there's still a decent amount of Justin Sylvia came in second on the last season, and they're not out here either. So obviously the season has a theme of getting all these new talent in there, but there's Kayla. They, I guess after her early elimination, and Jemmy were taking a break from them. So I would assume that most of these people will come back for the next one. But if there's a lot of new players who end up being good, they're gonna start running out of room.
Yeah, Haley, who if anyone were the big people you were hoping to see that aren't on this cast?
I truly can't even remember, but I will tell you that to get ahead of things, I'm excited to see Nani back. I'm excited to see Wes back on a real season. So I'm excited about those two people, and Leroy's back. I was hoping we didn't see the last of him on the challenge. The people who I feel like we're missing, I can't even think of any. I'm happy Jenna's back after a season off.
We're missing Tori.
Tori, yeah, that's a really good one. We're missing Tori, but Jenna, or not Jenna, I love Jenna. Kayla, I could take a season without her. I'm surprised Melissa or Kaylee aren't back. Sylvia, after such a great showing last season, I'm surprised she's not back, but I guess she was in all – was she in all three seasons?
She might have been in two. I don't know if she was in all three.
Yeah, but like I would like to see her back. I think she's really growing on me, and I think maybe taking a season off could be good for her. People might forget and like continue to underestimate her in the future, or like a Joss we're missing. But I'm pretty satisfied with the returnees we have, and I feel like we could get some regulars out of this cast of newbies.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think let's dive into it. And I guess enough slow rolling on the reveal here. Ligori, where do you want to be drafting?
Okay, so there's a specific reason that I'm picking the spot that I'm picking, and it's because there's one player that I really want, and I just cannot take any risk that somebody ahead of me will take this person. So I'm going to be picking first.
All right.
Which in a snake draft of four people doesn't seem like the most ideal position, but taking a big risk this time.
I like it. I like to see that, you know, really stepping up and wanting to lock in someone right away, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. So.
And then, like I said, I'll let Scally decide if he wants the second, third, or fourth pick because, you know, he was the second runner-up, maybe other kind of winner for the last draft.
All right, so as the other kind of winner, I'm going to take the third spot in the draft.
All right. I, as the other participant, will – I'll take the corner. I'll take the fourth pick and give Haley number two.
Thank you.
All right. So, Ligori, I guess kick us off. Who is it that you are so desperate to have on your team?
It's been a while since we've seen this guy on a season of a regular season of the challenge rather than just the champs versus stars. So I need to make sure that I have Wes on my team. I don't know when the next time he's going to be playing one of these seasons is going to be. He's been talking in interviews about how, you know, he would like to keep coming back, or he would come back if the time is right. But it's not always right because, I don't know, I guess he has a real job or whatever.
And a wife now.
Does he? Is that a thing?
He just got married in the off season.
Oh, off, more you know.
What am I fucking talking about? It's been off season for like 2 years for him.
But yeah, he's been on the champs. He's been, I think, on all three of the champs versus star seasons. So he's still been around the show, but he hasn't been on a proper season. And he's been killing it on those seasons. He hasn't won, but I don't think he has lost a single elimination. Not that those are like anywhere near as intense as the real ones. But I just have to have Wes on my team.
I'm gonna say I'm shocked by that being the number one pick, and I am a big Wes fan. I just thought politically he may have his back a bit more up against the wall. At least that tends to be where he finds himself, at least by like the time the middle of the game or late game rolls around. So a very bold pick, and I really love to see that, Ligori. Scally, how surprised are you to see Wes go overall number one here?
I probably would not have taken Wes as my number one pick, but I do think if you look at Final Reckoning as, you know, how this may go, Bananas has lost a lot of ground politically. And I think that there is, you know, an anti-Bananas, anti-Kara sentiment going on. So if he can pick up enough numbers, that's great. But I do think that those numbers are a little split themselves. So we will see how he ends up doing.
Yeah, that was my thought is just, I mean, besides the fact that I'm such a Wes fan, and like I said, I just cannot risk like not having him on my team when I don't know the next time he's going to be back. But like, there's so much going on with, because a lot of this cast was in the last season. A lot of them have stuff going on between each other right now. And I feel like when you look at the big picture of these returnees, I feel like Wes is going to be able to like kind of quietly work his way back in because there's just so much tension between everybody else. And I feel like they're going to be trying to get him on their side. And, you know, he's always been one of the best strategists that the show's ever seen. And he's no slouch at all in the physical competition. So I just feel like this is a great spot for Wes to be making his return. And I'm really excited to see what he can do.
Haley, you said you were excited to see Wes and Nani back. Do you think Wes could find some footing here and make a deep run?
Yeah, I do, especially like you guys mentioned with the anti-Bananas sentiment going on right now. I think Wes could be in a really interesting position to either work with Bananas as the old school guys and kind of take over, or become the head of the anti-Bananas coalition and kind of I think he'd be good at letting everyone else eat each other up before they come to Wes. Like, I think Wes could play up like, oh, I'm not on steroids anymore. I'm old. I'm past my prime. All I have left is my mouth. That's all I can do. So I'm really excited to see what he does this season.
I don't know if I see that in Wes to try to play like a lame duck. I think he may, or at least it wouldn't surprise me if he's in there trying to, perhaps more than ever, other than like the steroid era, be proving himself that he can still hang.
I will say, Colin, I know you generally skip the Champs First Stars seasons, but so on the last one, he was very successful in running his team, and then all of a sudden, at one point, these Stars turned it on his head, and Wes was completely out of the numbers, at which point he said, like, I will do your bidding, just use me as you can, and was fairly successful in that. So I think that old Wes probably didn't have it in his playbook, but new Wes might surprise you.
Okay. Looking forward to that for sure. Haley, I guess let's hear the number two overall pick.
Because beloved Brittany is not here, and because you guys mocked me so mercifully
is the wrong way of describing how we treated you. Picking Brittany number one.
I'm gonna take Kara.
Kara Maria going.
Let's speak down the sigh.
Isn't that a good sound?
I think so, because last time it was laughter and WTF.
So, yes. Scally, was that a snipe? Were you going to take Kara?
Yeah, I was hoping for another Brittany-type pick, and then I would get Kara with the third draft pick, but it is what it is. I think Kara's a really good pick here, because I think she can play the sides between Bananas and Wes at least decently, and spoiler alert, a little bit into my drafting order. I think that if you have a strong woman who is already like a challenge vet and they get a decent enough new player, I think they're set up pretty well to go far.
Yeah. I also
love the story of like maybe Kara winning a Fresh Meat season, because the last Fresh Meat season she was on, she went out first.
Very good point.
I love a bookend.
That would be a quite a poetic way. She was with, she was with Darrell, right? And they went out first overall. That's insane.
That story kind of came full circle when they won the Champs versus Star season together.
Yeah, I remember it fondly. no surprise, I think, to see Kara go very early in a draft. I think she's been a first-round pick probably every single time we've had a challenge draft podcast. So I think that makes a lot of sense for sure. And I definitely co-sign the idea that a strong woman with, some experience on the challenge, all they need is if a really above average woman gets even a slightly above average male partner, I think they're going to be in incredible shape.
Yeah, no one's pulling Kara into a elimination. No one is, you have all these other people who kind of emerge as big threats throughout the season, but somehow Kara's name never ends up going into it. And I mean, last season she was able to, get all the way to the end with Marie by her side. And granted, Marie had the Lavender Ladies connection for the most part, but usually you would think that like when somebody sees Marie, more often than not, they would want to go against her in an elimination. And somehow the two of them, they did obviously make a trip to redemption along the way, but, she did really well with what she had to work with. So no signs of slowing down from Cara Maria.
Yeah. All right, Scally, I guess let's go over to the number three pick.
All right. This was my I wanted Kara, but I am going to go with someone that I think can play between Bananas and Wes very well, and that is CT.
Interesting pick here. CT, certainly in the kind of near the tail end, I would imagine, of his challenge career, but I think it sounds like prioritizing his political kind of situation and potentially even the respect that I think is almost inherent with CT in the challenge house over potentially not being it's not to suggest he's out of shape or whatever, but he's certainly not built like Hunter, for instance.
An out of shape CT is still quite the force in elimination. So while I may not be as high on CT's final chances anymore, I think CT is going to be on this season for a while.
Okay. Any concern, having seen last season he did not get the greatest partner draw, if that ends up happening to him here, I would at least be a little nervous about CT potentially running the risk of drawing a bad partner and being an early casualty. Anyone else nervous about that, or everyone else feeling good about CT?
No, I agree with you I worry about him with a partner. I think like the last two seasons that he's been on that he had a partner haven't gone so well. I I only remember that because I was looking at it before, looking at the like his page before. I don't remember who his partner was before Veronica, whatever that last season was. But he does really well when he's by himself. And like Scally said, in this particular season, but the fact that, you know, you have Bananas and Wes on two different sides, and he probably will be able to slot his way in right, you know, wherever the numbers lie, I feel like he's set up well politically.
So when I was trying to forecast that kind of situation, you know, I'm anticipating Bananas and Wes clashing at some point, probably early. I was thinking CT and especially when Leroy is also there, may be inclined to be solidly Team Bananas. But you think there's a real possibility that he could go anti-Bananas?
I don't know if you were still asking me. So sorry, I jumped in
anyway,
again. But, when I first saw this cast back when they first flew out, so this was before the last season ended, my first thought, I mean, we'll get more to it whenever Bananas gets picked, but I was just like, wow, Bananas has like everybody in his pocket. But it feels like after all the Bananas and Devin stuff, and this happened before they went out to film, I'm starting to wonder if there's like less inclination to work with Bananas. So I do feel like there's a chance that CT could end up pulling over to the West side. CT and Wes were together on the Last Chance versus Star season, and they had a great relationship that entire time. So it's not like he, you know, is 100% a lock to work with one over the other.
Mm-hmm. Haley, where are you on CT these days?
I've really enjoyed CT the last few seasons, but I really believe his champions versus losers win will be the last of his challenge career.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's
he's not getting any younger. He's not getting any less dad bod. And he's always going to be a terrifying challenge contestant. But he just doesn't have as much agility as he used to. And he's going to have a tough time keeping up with the Young Bucks. And not like the Alliance Young Bucks, like the young kids.
Right.
He's going to be at a point soon where he's like double some of these people's age.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say, honestly, that CT is even close to a favorite to win another challenge in his career. But I can't disagree too strongly with the idea that under non-horrible circumstances, he could obviously do very well this season. I'm not trying to be a CT doubter.
I think he could play this up. People are always going to be afraid of him, but he could easily say, hey, I'm not what I used to be. Like, kind of like Wes. They could play that up and okay. And people like CT, too. So he has that going for him.
I just feel like we're maybe giving him not enough credit, considering he just won like two seasons ago. Like Dirty 30 was the start of this trilogy, and he won that season.
But that was such a weird format. Like he was only going up against like four people, you know, in the eliminations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was. Do you remember who the other two guys were in the final for that?
It was Corey and Nelson. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're both morons.
Yeah.
Right. So they both max out the puzzle every time, right? They both
had to walk and talk at the same time. Like he was going to win that season no matter what.
Yeah. So I mean, I also understand that Scally was saying that he was, you know, looking for like the last long, and I definitely understand why CT is a good pick for that. So even if he isn't gonna pull out the win, he should be around for a while.
Yeah, if this was a must-win draft, CT would not be this high on my board.
Yeah.
But I think even if you look at, like, there's, like, running long distance is not a necessary skill for the majority of, like, daily challenges that they're going to be doing or eliminations. And CT has still been, like, just as good with most of the other, you know, talents that you need in the daily challenges.
All right. So there goes CT at number four. And I'm happy to see, or excuse me, at number three, and now I'm up at number four, and I was positive Scally was about to do it to me, and I'm very grateful that he did not. But in sticking with that theme we talked about just briefly earlier, I am a big believer that a couple of these girls, Kara being one, of course, are pretty firmly above the rest of the pack, as far as I can tell, just based on their past seasons, at least. And if they can just get an average or, God willing, above average partner, I think that is the team that could be doing a ton of damage. And with that in mind, give me, for the third season in a row, my team captain, Cam, is my first round pick. I think Cam is an absolute beast. I would have taken Cam over Kara. I debated taking the number two overall pick to make sure I got Cam, because I thought she could potentially get taken even before it got to me at four. Reactions around the room, I guess. Ligori, we'll start with you two, seeing Cam come off the board here.
I mean, there's only so many things guaranteed in life, and one of them is Colin Stone picking Cam in a challenge draft. I remember when we were talking about this last time that we were talking about it, I was like, you know, the next draft, I want to see if I can find a way to get Cam before Colin does, because I'm pretty sure that you would self-combust, whatever. But I'm happy to see you happy with her. I think Cam is always a great pick in any of these seasons. She hasn't made like any enemies, and she's been on this is her third season, so I mean, while she's, you know, she'll get in a fight along the way or whatever, she's always going to bring it in the eliminations. She's only lost one, and she's been in seven, so you know, she's won six of them, and like I said, she's got a pretty good social game, so I think it's a great pick, and happy to see Cam graduate to the first round here.
All right, yeah, me too. Scally, what do you think about Cam going so early into the draft? Did I overpay here?
Ugh, I almost did it to you. I was so close to taking her. And I was, you know, really debating which one has a better chance of falling back to me. I thought with you specifically in the four spot, Cam, you know, anyone else, I would have felt a lot more comfortable leaving her there. But I'm sad I lost her.
Yeah. Haley, are you a big Cam fan?
Yeah, I love her. I was pretty up between her and Kara. And I didn't think I'd be able to get her on the backswing of this draft, but I do love her. She's a lot of fun. I just recently rewatched her Are You the One season, and I'm so happy that she got brought back to the challenge, because she didn't have a big storyline on that season. So I'm really glad we're getting to see more of her, because she's just a treat.
Yeah, I think Cam, particularly in a season where there's going to be like a male winner and a female winner, is going to be the, for the next many years, big front runner on that female side. And generally speaking, I believe Fresh Meat is just one team wins, right?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be the case.
I didn't know. I don't remember well enough, honestly, to know if it's like one male returnee wins and one female returnee wins or whatever. But Cam, I think, is going to have a ton of value in many drafts for many years to come. And very excited, as usual, to have her on my team. And with my second pick on the wheel here, up until literally 60 seconds ago, this was going to be a different pick. But I'm going, I think, to learn my lesson. Or I'm at least going to mix it up and potentially not learn my lesson and do even worse. But with this next pick, the logic was initially, I'm looking around, I see CT, I see Leroy is back, Zach seems cool. What could go wrong here for Johnny Bananas other than Wes, you know, getting a stranglehold on the game? But I feel like that same logic applies, but the better person to pick in this spot, I think, is actually going to be Zach for me, even knowing how things went for him last season with Amanda. I think Bananas is always going to have that massive target on his back. And Zach, one of you put it really well in some previous podcast we did, as kind of boring and you know, uninteresting as we may find Zach to be in kind of just day-to-day interactions on the challenge, when you're in the challenge house, the people that are in there respond really well to that kind of personality, and everyone really seems to like Zach. And even though I know he has a much bigger potential target on his back entering this season because of how the last one went for him, I still feel pretty good about Zach being a solid kind of last longer pick. I'm not going to say no matter who he gets as his partner, but certainly I think he could get a wide range of partners and still do really well. Haley, I gave you a hard time a couple seasons ago for being
that
a big...
That doesn't sound like something you
I know,
do.
I know. For being a big Zach fan after all that he'd done to
you.
Our beloved...
Straight up.
To after all that he'd done to our beloved Jenna over the years. But it seems like he's being a good boy now, and you're okay to like Zach again?
Like most people on reality television, Zach is just a really complicated character, and he has his moments where I'm like, maybe he is different. And then, you know, this whole season where he was just terrible to Amanda, not that Amanda was reasonable whatsoever, but like the whole just falling on his sword for no reason whatsoever, it just makes me be like, Zach, what are you doing? I don't think he's ever going to be able to like have a head on his shoulders to be successful in this game again. I don't think he can work with a female partner and listen to them. I just don't think he has that kind of thing in him.
Mm-hmm. Scally, what do you think about Zach going here in a spot where I would imagine there's still plenty of tantalizing options on the board?
I think Zach was a good pick, and I was worried you were going to basically leave me in a spot where I had to pick him and choose between Zach or my, you know, moral righteousness. I think Zach is set up again pretty well. I think...
But he's an idiot. Like, he so well and then just blow it anyway.
When someone has, like, that much, like, skill for the game, I feel like it's so hard to just leave them on the board, even when you know that they're going to mess it up for themselves 10 out of 10 times.
Liguori, what do you think about Zach entering this season now?
I feel like Zach can't, like, I mean, I say this with caution, but I feel like he can't go much farther down than he did with having Amanda by his side. Him and Amanda were never, like, they never were able to come together. And, I mean, they won, like, 3 or 4 of the main challenges, so they were obviously physically dominant, but you know, obviously the fact that they couldn't come together to make a decision led to their undoing. But I can't imagine that no matter who he gets paired up with, it could be any worse than that. I don't know if having Amanda also in the game with him is gonna, you know, cause, like, if there's some kind of Lavender reunion and they bring other people to their side, if Zach ever becomes a target because of that. But I agree that I think it's a decent pick for, you know, he should be fine.
Yeah. All right, Scally, you are up again.
All right. Not to go completely against what I said earlier, but I feel like his, like, recent fall is a little overblown, and I'm going to take Bananas at this point.
Yeah, that was where my pick was up until about 1 minute prior to picking Zach. I had spent the previous 20 minutes thinking I was going to be taking Cam and Bananas.
Yeah, his last two eliminations that he lost on Final Reckoning, one was, you know, stacking blocks in a pool, so how often does that come up? And the other one, he held his hand above his head for 6 hours. So, like, even though he lost, it was still, like, a very good showing. So I feel good enough about taking Bananas here.
Yeah, and he lost the, like, light bright challenge to Devin. Mm-hmm. At some point, that he's certainly going to have much better challenges than that come his way in eliminations. Haley, what do you think about Johnny Bananas now entering the year 2019? Are you sick of Bananas yet? Or are you still on board?
I'm not necessarily sick of Bananas, but I just can't see him being successful again.
Why is that?
I just think too many people hate him, and I think it's going to continue that too many people hate him. So he's going to have to, like, win outright to be able to make it to the Amen. End. And I don't think that Bananas can't win again, but I just think that the road to the end is just going to be way too difficult, and I think it's just going to keep getting harder and harder and harder for him.
Yeah,
not because any, like, decline in athletic skill, because he's clearly still kicking it, but socially he just doesn't know when to shut his mouth.
I mean, he's just played too many seasons and screwed too many people over in crucial spots to have anything close to, like, a clean slate entering whatever seasons he will go on to play. But I believe 6th overall is the lowest Bananas has fallen in any
NER
drafts by a pretty wide margin. Liguori, does that track with you? Are you kind of on board with Bananas' equity going down a bit?
Absolutely. Like, I am, like, totally on board with what Haley just said, but my only thing is that, like, If he does find himself in a position where he has to start winning his way to the end, I don't think he can do that. I think he has shown us that he is declining in these eliminations. Like, they're not as, you know, the one elimination that he won this season, which it was the Redemption Challenge, it was because him and Tony outmuscled, you know, Nelson and Shane. So Shane was obviously the weak link on that side, and Bananas and Tony still have the brute strength within them. But a lot of these eliminations seem to have gotten a little bit more carnival-based, and I don't know if that's really him. Like, there was the one with Devin 2 seasons ago where he, you know, Devin beat him with the light board, and then he lost the one with Tony this season where they had to build the card house. So I feel like I don't know if he just doesn't have the patience for it or what, but I definitely feel like he's on the decline in terms of winning any kind of elimination. And I do think he's more likely to get thrown into eliminations these days. So I would have been so much higher on Bananas, you know, like I said, when I first saw this cast, but after seeing how his season played out, I've gotten a lot lower.
One other thing that is probably a factor that I, for the at least the last couple seasons, was kind of underselling to myself when it came to Bananas and his win equity, is I think Bananas is tailor-made to run up and down mountains for 2 or 3 days at a time, because he's done it so many times. Like, I would take Bananas in that kind of era final against pretty much anyone I've ever seen. But it does also seem like the finals themselves, while he may have a big advantage when that time comes around, if he can even get there, it seems like those are even being scaled back a bit too, to such an extent that I don't know if Bananas would even be a favorite entering certain finals.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's a great point. To, I guess, make you feel a little bit better about that, TJ Lavin just did an interview the other day, and he was talking a little bit about the next season, and he was saying that the final for this coming season is supposedly much better than, I guess, what we've been seeing. So I'm trying to be a little optimistic about that, but you're right. The finals have definitely gone downhill.
Yeah, but I mean, certainly can't argue with Banana's physical ability and puzzle dominance that maybe I'm making that part up, but it seems like he's always very sharp on the puzzles, or usually pretty sharp on the puzzle. So I don't think anyone can give you too hard of a time for Bananas going in the second round here. Haley, it is back on you.
I'm gonna go with Ashley.
All right, Ashley. I just, for the official record, there's also a new guy named Ashley this season as well.
Oh,
but I assume
I'm
you're talking about Smash
Lady Ashley. Yeah. So I'm so sorry, Lady Ashley.
Okay, why Ashley here?
She won last season. Like, how could you not pick her? And she won. She's won twice within the last like 3 or 4 seasons. And those were the only few seasons she was on in the last couple of years, because she was on the one and then she left. But she's insane, but we love her, and she's a good athlete, and she's smart. She's like one of the only ones who's pretty well rounded in the fact that she's athletic and she can do puzzles. Plus, she is absolutely going to rack up some confirmed coitus points for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Ashley can't argue with the track record to this point by any stretch, but it seemed to me, at least last season, like she, you know, obviously waltzed into the game halfway through it, into what I would describe as a pretty good position.
I would say not halfway through. She was decently early.
Okay.
She wasn't at the beginning, but she wasn't. She didn't come in like week like 15 of the television viewing schedule and like, oh, you just have to do the same competition twice in a row and then you're back.
Sure. No, but just to me, if you had sat me down 3 years ago or whatever, like before Invasion aired, and I said, okay, one of these people is going to become a 2-time challenge winner, Smashley, back when I first was getting to meet her, would have been very near the bottom of the list. So I'll ask you, Scally.
That's because you hate women.
That's not at all. It's not.
I'm just kidding. Colin, I'm just kidding. And I just want everyone to know Colin does not hate women.
No, but Scally, how much of it do you think is Ashley, just despite being kind of small, is immensely talented in these challenges, or has it been a bit of a fluke?
I think Ashley is actually even still probably enormously underrated as a competitor on the show. If I was just looking at this as a straight competition, Ashley probably would have been my pick over Bananas there. But as I was alluding to with the anti-Bananas crew being a little divided coming into this season, I think she burned Hunter bad at the end of last season. So I don't know who she's really aligning with other than Amanda.
Mm-hmm. LaGoria, what do you think about Ashley coming in here?
I'll be very interested to see how this season plays out with the Lavender ladies and the one young buck, because we obviously know that we know what happened at the end of last season, so it doesn't seem like there's a reunion that's impending here. But I'm curious to see, like there's so many different dynamics with these returnees. You have Bananas versus Wes. You might have the Lavender ladies versus Hunter. I don't know how it's going to break down. So I'm interested to see, like, is Ashley going to end up like teaming up with Bananas to take down Hunter because Bananas and Hunter don't have any kind of connection. I feel like Ashley is always a strong competitor, somebody that you can rely on when she's not quitting. So, I mean, as long as she makes it past like the first five episodes or so, I think this is a good pick.
Okay. Liguori, it's back on you.
I'm very surprised. Well, maybe not very surprised because I know we like to take some morals into these picks, but
wait, doesn't Haley get one more pick?
Yeah. F you.
No.
Wait, no, I don't. Just
that's
kidding.
That's not true. No.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You were first. My bad.
Hello. Another really awful person is still on the board, but somebody who I still have a crazy amount of confidence in doing well in a challenge format, and that's Pauly Calafiore. So I'm going to take Pauly here with my next pick.
Not sure, not surprising at all. I was just waiting for Liguori to pick Pauly and try to apologize for his shameless fanboying of someone that would – Pauly could fall the entire way, and I never would have drafted him. That's how much of a social hero I am, Liguori.
Well, I'm so happy for you, but I want to win a draft without having people hand it to me midseason. So I think I had the confidence in Pauly and Natalie last season. Obviously, that didn't go so well at the beginning because they spent almost the entire season in the Redemption House before coming back and somehow winning a couple challenges at the end. But I mean, Pauly showed in the final that, you know, he's got every capability to go all the way and do well in that. Natalie obviously ruined his chance to win $1 million there, but I still have confidence in him to pull it out here.
Haley, is Pauly your latest is Pauly your latest problematic fave?
I'm so mad at you.
Listen, you can't come in here in 2016.
Yes, I can. This is my podcast.
What do you think about Pauly?
He sucks. He's trash, but he's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, that's roughly the page I'm on. As much as he may seem like a very...
I know he's your idol, but
stop
like,
it.
I'm sorry.
Harry, will you quit this propaganda? Like, Jesus Christ.
No, to be fair, Colin has been very vocally anti-Pauly for the... I mean, as everybody should for the past few weeks as all of this drama has been unfolding between Pauly and Kara and Danielle. He's been very... Pauly frickin' sucks, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, thank you.
Pauly does suck. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that Pauly sucks, and we've been this postseason drama because all of this is going on after they film, so I have no idea what could have possibly happened out there. But you know, he's a scumbag. He's an awful person. There's a lot of really bad words that I'll try. You know, we could avoid using on this podcast, but I still wanted to pick him.
Mm-hmm. Scally. Where are you on Pauly, and how likely you think it is that he could actually do a pretty solid job, if not win this season? Because as much as I am on board with all of the words Liguori would want to use, but is choosing not to on this podcast, I do to some extent acknowledge that he is potentially at least a very compelling challenge candidate, like a winner candidate.
All right. Well, first, I want to say, let me help you off your high horse and remind you that you picked Zach. Second,
the loyal and faithful Zach who has never broken anyone's heart.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Zach has a history of comments in the past, but moving on. I will say about Pauly, buy the stock for this season while you can, because I will be selling after this season he has a lot more enemies. So being that he... none of that came out before the season that is, you know, already filmed about to air. But Pauly was actually the one I was debating instead of Bananas. So I am high on Pauly's chances for that.
Also, Pauly's such a big challenge fan. And I feel like I was talking about before with all these different dynamics between the cast and how there's probably going to be drama between other players. I feel like Pauly's going to do a lot of sucking up to the vets.
He's going to do a lot of sucking. All right.
Okay. I mean, he hasn't played with Leroy. He hasn't played with Wes before. So I feel like he's going to do a lot of, oh my God, I watched you so much growing up, and I don't know if it's going to work out for him, but I feel like it could.
Okay.
So I'm up again. So I'm not making the same mistake twice of leaving this person on the board because it kind of screwed me over last time, at least for the first half of the season. So I'm going to take Kyle.
Mm. Are you surprised to see Kyle back? Is my first question, given that Brad isn't back and a couple other people that we'd seen pretty recently, it seemed like we're getting benched.
Yeah, big yes on that. I remember when the cast was being leaked for who was on the season, Kyle's name wasn't on it at first. And then I think him and CT were like the last two guys I added. And I was like, really? Like, we left all these other people behind to, you know, bring back a few faces and obviously mix in the new blood, and we're still keeping Kyle around here. So, I mean, I'm disappointed in seeing him again because I really don't feel like we needed to. But I still think, you know, leaving him on the board at this point, I kind of wanted to take him. I don't know.
It doesn't feel right having Kyle on anyone's team other than Scally. Scally, how do you feel about not having your boy?
Oh, I'm definitely fine with losing Kyle here. he would not have been my next pick, so I'm not too upset. He's still 0-3 in eliminations, despite having, you know, Brad as his partner. So, you know, the eliminations were a little fluky last season, but it doesn't speak well to him. I think there were better picks on the board.
Haley, how would you like to slander me as using Kyle as a prop?
I'm good. I'll wait a little bit longer.
Do you like Kyle? Are you happy to see Kyle back? Or are you over Kyle?
I think I'm over on Kyle, especially. I don't want to generalize all British men, but we've got some interesting Brits coming along that I feel like could be new, fresher Kyle.
Ah, is it Dom?
Dom, I love you so much.
Dom's not listening to this.
Dom and Kyle are just like not the same breed.
You don't have to be sorry. That's a big compliment.
It is intended as a compliment. I'm just
also I want to say
implying that Kyle is probably not jet setting to magic tournaments around the country anytime soon.
Dom Harvey is by far a much better human being than pretty much any single person on this cast. So I think
that's
we can
not
agree on that.
Hard.
I don't know about that one, but I guess we can leave it at that.
But I just want to point out the fact that I have Paulie and Kyle back to back here, which if anybody remembers at the reunion, there was a lot of tension between the two of them. Obviously, they have the shared interest in Cara Maria, and it seems like she's been leaning towards Paulie. You know, at the reunion, she was happily with him. Obviously, that's not the case right now. But I hope that by having both of these guys on my team, at least one of them will live to see the majority of the season, even if, you know, the other one gets knocked out by the other one.
Can I get a Cliff Notes version of what happened between Kara and Paulie? Because like you, last I saw was the two of them at the reunion canoodling, talking about how, oh, we have such a great relationship. If we want to go fuck someone else, we just say so, and it's awesome, and no one cares. And now it seems like there's been like drama and hurt feelings. What went on there, Liguori?
It's actually like a funny storyline, even from my perspective, because somehow like the universe led me to like the middle of December. I was laying in bed on a Friday night and I tweeted about this, how I just ended up watching a Instagram live with Paulie and Kara, and the two of them were making a gingerbread house. And I literally spent like 20 minutes of my life watching this for no reason. And the two of them were like happy in love. They were like all over each other. Paulie like loves to show affection towards her, and that was like one of the things that she cites that she loves the most about him, blah 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 blah. Fast forward, they're in Disney together like a few weeks later, and they're still happy, everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, Danielle Maltby, his ex-girlfriend from the Bachelor franchise, put out an article saying that Paulie was still contacting her. Paulie was still saying that he's in love with her and all this stuff. So Paulie and Kara have been in an open relationship since they made it official, because they, even when they'd been together, they weren't official. They were just like, oh, well, we can still do whatever we want. We just still like each other. So I guess the way it is now is that after they decided that they were going to be exclusive with each other, Paulie was still contacting Danielle. Kara found out about it. Kara was not happy with it. And I think they were in Disney at the time they found out. So currently they are not together, and everybody hates Paulie, as they should.
All right. Everyone hates Paulie.
And I what I saw was
what
like
a fun and exciting time for us.
Some publicist was getting dragged into it. It seemed very weird. It was
the publicist dragged herself into it.
Okay.
She's just a freaking messy lady. And yeah, she represents Danielle and like Tangela and a bunch of other former reality stars, Jess and Cody. And so yeah, she was just making sure that Paulie's name was being slandered as much as possible on Danielle's behalf.
All right. Well, job well done, I suppose, then. I guess it's back on Haley now.
Okay. Wow, I haven't heard that in a while. Gosh, who should I pick? Jenna. I want Jenna.
Okay. I can't argue with that pick. I love Jenna.
And she's solid. She's so solid. People,
I love your team so far. like, and from a rooting standpoint, I'm rooting for your team.
I think we're all rooting for Haley's team of Kara, Ashley, and Jenna at this point.
Guys, stop mentioning it. I want you guys. I wanted you guys to like look up at my team, but at the end and be like, "What the hell?"
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm already in love with it.
I love Jenna. I think she's had a bad break the last couple seasons, but there was a stretch where she was making it to the finals every single season, and I just want her to stick around. I think this past season she just had a really bad break, and maybe put
is
on
that
your
a pun?
Ball.
Didn't she break her foot?
No, that was in Chance vs. Stars.
Oh yeah.
But and if you want to put on your tinfoil hats, there was some like rumors going around that Jemmy's coffin was like buried further than everyone else's, so that Jenna and Zach could be away from each other, and maybe Zach would cheat on Jenna like on TV. But you know, believe what you want.
Story would that story check out? Do they do that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Have we ever heard about any kind of production interference within challenges?
I mean, I don't know if it's, like, the two of them just maybe they were – like, I heard that rumor as well, and I feel like I don't know if they did it on purpose for those two. It seems weird that they would want to
and, like,
not
Brittany
have Jenna
and Brittany and Chuck, too, because, like, having Brad and Brittany away from each other, and that kind of paid dividends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scully, what do you think about Jenna entering this season? I believe still happily with Zach at the time of this recording.
Yes. They are happily together. Haley is sniping all of my picks, so I'm very upset about that. Jenna definitely would have been my next pick. I am a little worried because we haven't really seen her compete since the injury, but I think she's set up well, both politically and in that, like I said, if you have an athletic woman with experience on the challenge, then it gets a decent partner, they'll be good. So now I am taking a second to look over the rest of the cast and figure out my next pick. So
sure. I guess Liguori, how do you see Jenna doing this season? Do you feel like she's in the mix to win if she can draw a decent partner?
I don't know how I feel about Jenna when it comes to ever getting the win. I think, you know, she was so strong in her first few seasons. I think she made three finals, right? Yes. And that was her first three seasons. And since then, she hasn't made one, not doing particularly well in any of the seasons. I guess she came close in Dirty 30. Her and Kayla like bounced out right at the very end. But I don't know. I feel like she's never going to be like the most advanced political player. Like she's not, you know, pushing her agenda with anybody else to make big moves happen or anything like that. But since she's such a sociable, she's such a likable person, you know, people usually don't go after her. And
she
that
turned her vendetta last season into like a new best friend.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's still the case. You know, they're still friends now, unlike a bunch of these other vendettas. So plus, you know, she has Zach. If the two of them can manage to not, you know, go out in the first few weeks like Jenna did last season, then I see no reason why she shouldn't be able to, you know, do fairly well this season.
Yeah, I feel like I could see Jenna with a good partner winning this season. I feel like she's an above average competitor at the very least. And politically, while she's not aggressively making big game moves, I don't think she really has to. I think Jenna, especially if Zach is in a good spot, is going to find herself with some natural kind of protection and a good buffer to get, hopefully at least to like the halfway point a lot of the time. And then from there, I feel like she can hang in any kind of competition with pretty much any woman you throw at her. And in a final, while we haven't seen her close yet in the finals that she's ended up making, it certainly wouldn't blow me away to see Jenna be able to turn it on in a final as well, the same way it seems like she so often is able to do in the main matches and eliminations. So definitely fine with seeing Jenna go off the board here. Scally, I suppose, have you considered at all and thought about your next pick?
I have been thinking the whole time. let me go. I'm going to go with Hunter here.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good pick.
Yeah. So Hunter has a great elimination record. Hunter can run. Hunter can eat. Hunter can, you know, power his way through things. I think Hunter having the money stolen from him kind of makes people forget that Hunter also won last season on a, you know, when you probably would not have predicted him winning this early in his run. I am pretty happy to get him at this point in the draft.
Yeah, Hunter beasted last season. He, in terms of the actual competition element of it, he was remarkable, especially near the end there. And I don't know if sympathy is going to get people too far in the Challenge House in general, but I do think if any such concept exists, Hunter has probably got to be getting some of that from people for the way the $1 million got divided last season. I think Hunter makes a ton of sense to go here. Haley, what do you think about Hunter and him and Ashley taking the money from him last season, I suppose?
I hate him so much. Like, I don't think I hate another challenge competitor more than I hate Hunter. So I was very satisfied with Ashley taking the money from him. I am petty, and I will not claim to be anything else. So I was super happy about it.
Yeah, as much as I am willing to compliment his competition performances, I had no issue with Ashley taking the money from Hunter. Liguori,
so satisfying, almost.
Right, we didn't get
it. Because he did treat her like trash.
No, exactly. And we haven't been in here since that finale aired, but I will, of course, get Liguori and Scally your takes on that. Liguori, what'd you think of how that season, the big drama to end last season?
I thought it was really great, you know, especially from a television standpoint, of course. You know, we were thoroughly entertained by the ending there. I think I have to agree with the people who have been in Ashley's corner about you and what Haley just said. You can't treat someone like that for an entire season. And I mean, I don't know if they had any idea that this was coming at the end, but I guess in the future seasons that they're with a partner, they will 100% be considering it the entire time. But you know, the footage was there. He can't even pretend like he wasn't saying all that stuff to Ashley, and you know, like she wasn't justified in taking every penny from him. So while it's so sad that like he worked so hard and like she would not have been there without him and without what he did to get them there, you know, that's the game. So he just got played.
Yeah, I remember we were talking before the finale about like who from any of the pairs would even take the money from their partner. And I think we all agreed that Ashley seemed like the only one who would do that. Scally, were you surprised at all to see Ashley end up pulling the trigger there?
No, I think Ashley would pretty much do it to anyone, including potentially some of her friends. I was thrilled that it was happening, though, because I also don't like Hunter and I love Ashley. But in terms of coming into this game, I think more people on the cast like Hunter than they like Ashley. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to have more people siding with them.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, I'm sure he would rather have Ashley's bank account and fewer allies entering this season. So
yeah.
Well, Ashley is now the top earning challenger of all time.
Yeah, that's so incredible. And by a wide margin, too.
Very much so.
Yeah. Very, very exciting stuff there. So there goes Hunter. And to conclude,
and Hunter's not with his friends. Like I said, the Young Bucks are not around this season. And even, you know, they kind of like inducted Joss into that at the very end. And they were like, oh, there's four of us now. So without his friends, I feel like he could be a potential like free agent to pick up as well. And, you know, that should be interesting to see what happens.
Definitely. All right. So to wrap up the third round, and then I also have back-to-back picks, so to kick off the fourth round, I guess let's make the pick I know I'm going to make, and that is Leroy's coming off the board. Leroy, we haven't seen... Did he take just one season off or two seasons off?
Yeah, just one.
Just one season off.
Just last season.
Always a crowd pleaser with Leroy, and certainly a physical beast in any kind of main match or elimination. I don't know if he's the strongest on like the puzzles or whatever, but that's not what Leroy's there to do. I believe it's still the case that he has never won one of these things, and I would very much like for that trend to break this season. Very happy to have Leroy here as the third member of my team. Scally, how likely do you think it is, if likely at all, that Leroy can finally get a challenge win?
I'm kind of past the point of hoping that Leroy's going to win a season. I don't think that he can win. I think that Leroy will make it very far, probably, but I don't have hopes in Leroy winning anymore.
Yeah, go ahead, Liguori.
I just love when one of us make a pick and then the next person that talks just shits all over that pick. It's like my favorite thing that happens in these podcasts.
No, I just
to be fair, I think we did it with both of Scally's picks, with CT and Bananas. We kind of did that, so he has every right to do it to any of our picks. So
I'm not taking any of. I'm genuinely curious if I'm making good picks or not. I don't need you to sugarcoat this for me. No, I just feel like look at Leroy and tell me that if he can make it to a final, he isn't in there with a chance to win. And it seems like, at least from my casual fan memory, he's usually in there pretty deep and just gets really bad breaks near the end, or someone's targeting Bananas and they go for him instead. And it just a couple things don't break his way. It seems to be like the story of his career, and I for one at least am ready for that story to be rewritten, although I will certainly not be shocked if this isn't the season where that happens. But Leroy, I believe, is the last veteran male on the board, and there's no way I'm gonna let that drop out of this round of picks. Haley,
you hate women.
What's that?
Because you hate women?
God damn it. Haley, where are you on Leroy, by the way, as I tank here for my next pick?
I will forever hope that Leroy can win win a season. I just want it to happen so bad. I'm going to keep hope alive for this. I love Leroy. I'm so excited he's back again. I feel like the season's just like missing some joy when he's not around.
Mm-hmm. I definitely am with that. I feel like Leroy's got a great vibe. Pretty much no matter what is happening to him within the season, even when he is catching those bad breaks, like, yeah, he'll get heated during like challenges from time to time, but it seems like in his final confessionals of every season that he loses, he's always a good sport about it.
What I will say about Leroy is I listened to an interview that he did do, and I'm actually almost surprised we're getting Leroy back, because he had said, like, the challenge is not his life. He's moving on to bigger and better things. Like, he's going to, like, barber school, wants to, you know, start a business, do all of that. And he doesn't work out before coming out on these. He's just naturally better than most people. But Leroy's not someone who puts 100% of his effort into coming on these shows. And I think ultimately that comes out in his results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree with pretty much everything Scally's been saying about Leroy. I think the only chance for him to ever win a challenge is if Champs versus Stars makes a return and they put him on one of those.
Is Champs versus Stars canceled?
Well, they haven't had one since they've been doing like two a year, and they haven't had anything filmed or planned, I don't think, anytime soon. So I don't know if it's canceled, but it's been, I guess, put on the shelf for a little while.
Okay. Not a big loss for me either way, just out of curiosity. And I'm still flipping a three-sided coin here for this next pick, and it is going to land on...
Are we just going to let you pretend that you have a three-sided coin?
Yeah, this is how the coin in my imagination works. It is going to land... I'm still genuinely undecided, and the final answer is Natalie Negrotti is... my next pick. I just am looking at, I don't know what the what like her political situation is going to be coming in, but she certainly really impressed me in last season. I know she spent most of the time in the Redemption House, but that finals performance was no joke. And I see Pauly there that I think she's going to have a decent time with. Devon, I would imagine she's going to be cool with. Bananas, I think they still have an okay enough relationship potentially at this point. I'm gambling that isn't going to backfire. It seems to me like Natalie is not going to be like an immediate target, and certainly if she can get a really solid partner, they've got to be in the mix to potentially win this shindig. And with the names kind of running low for me of people I actually know that are still on the board, now seems like as good a time as any for Natalie, if for no other reason than to prevent Liguori from doing his Pauly and Natalie double dip again.
Good call.
Yeah,
I would have wanted Natalie if she happened to swing back around to me, but I obviously was not too optimistic that would be the case. I don't know that I have tons of confidence in her after seeing this past season, where it seemed like for five or six eliminations in a row, she just couldn't do anything at all, and she was obviously holding Pauly back. But I feel like that doesn't mean that I'm down on her, you know, as a challenger. I think that she's still doing great in the main challenges in and out, and I don't know if she's going to have as hard of a time this season with this group of staying out of eliminations.
Mm-hmm. Haley, what do you think about Natalie and the, I would say, pretty successful transition she's made from Big Brother into becoming a regular on the challenge?
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. I feel like before her first season of the challenge, we were all really questioning why she was even an option to be on the challenge. But I think we're all really satisfied with her as a physical player, as a social player, just as an overall drama starter or drama participator, whichever you choose. I think she's a really well-rounded player, and I'm excited she's back for this season. And I think this is a pretty decent pick this far in.
Scally, please tell me I sniped you.
I was considering Natalie. I think Natalie is built for finals. She can run nonstop for days. What does concern me
in the wrong direction.
What does concern me with Natalie, other than her directional skills, is that she has frozen up a lot in eliminations just on the last season. And I don't know where she slots in with this cast, meaning that she could find herself in eliminations early. So I think it's a pretty good pick for where we are in the draft, but I am not as high on Natalie going into the season as I was on last season.
Yeah, if you told me Natalie and her random partner I've never heard of were the first people out on this season, I would not be that surprised.
Yeah, I feel like she also falls into that category, which, I mean, not to also bring it back to your last pick, but I feel like someone like Leroy, where people feel like if they need an easy person to throw in, I mean, not that Leroy's always, I feel like Leroy more towards the end game, but like someone like Natalie in the early game, they might be like, well, who can we throw in that like we're not afraid of if they come back in the house, like retaliating back at me? That might be Natalie.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scally, it is back on you.
Okay, I am going to break the seal and go for a new player on this season. I am going for Natalie from Ninja Warrior, actually, who I know next to nothing about, except if you have not already, I suggest you search her on YouTube and see that she very clearly could beat up probably three quarters of this cast. She is a beast. She,
and 100% of us.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question on that one. I thought that I went without saying. So I, she does like parkour, and I was sitting there with my jaw on the floor watching. So I think pretty much any person she gets paired with, she's going to be successful on this season.
Yeah, the only information I had about this person was that her name was Natalie, and then the nickname Ninja was in quotation marks next to it, and she was going to be my first pick from the women new players section, just on the grounds that it does seem like she's got the physical skill sets, if nothing else, and everyone else is just kind of a shot in the dark for me in every other capacity.
Yeah, she was also my first pick overall of the new players if I had the chance. But
yeah, I don't. Haley, you said that entering this podcast, you were embarrassed by how many of these fresh meat people you already knew from their original shows. Is this one such person?
It is not, and I feel like I wouldn't be embarrassed to know her.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing embarrassing about watching American Ninja Warrior, and some of those clips are very cool. And hey, by the way, this is potentially a controversial year take in the year 2019.
I don't know where this is going, Colin.
I would say parkour
women
clips
are just not as good at the school. you know what, Colin, you're right on that take.
Thank you. No, I'm saying watching parkour clips on YouTube is still pretty exciting in the year 2019, even though parkour became like so mainstream it became a joke, I would say, in like 2014 or so. But people can still do some insane shit jumping from building to building. Yeah. All right. Apparently everyone is strongly in agreement with that.
I'm not going to go search on YouTube, but if someone sends me a clip, I'll give it a view.
Right. Okay. I'm glad we could settle that matter without Haley dragging me through the mud once again. So there goes Ninja Natalie. Haley, it is back on you.
I'm a little surprised this person has been able to fall to me. When I didn't pick them last round, I thought they would be scooped up. But I guess I'm a little higher on them than you guys are. I'm going to go with Nani.
that was one of the three sides of the coin that was being tossed for me, but I talked myself out of it on the grounds that it felt like if I was picking Nani, it was probably just for nostalgic purposes and wanting to have Nani on my team and kind of overlooking how much value there could potentially be in other players. But certainly can't hate on anyone picking Nani. Very excited to see Nani back here this season. Liguori, do we know why Nani was gone for so long?
I don't know exactly what her job is, but I know she's been like pretty successful in her field. Haley or Sally might know if they follow her on Instagram. I don't know the exact whatever it is, but she's been doing well off the show. So I think her life has been fine and she hasn't really needed to come back and do these. But I think she just got out of it's all coming back to me. She was in a relationship for a while as well. And I think that recently ended. So she was in like a good space to come back and get back into this.
Yeah. Scally, how do you feel like Nani is going to be fitting in politically here, having some years probably at this point between the last season she was on and having a lot of players I would imagine she doesn't have a ton of experience with, although I could be wrong about that.
I was going to say Nani is close with Jenna, Nani is close with Johnny, and otherwise she may as well be a new player on this season. I don't feel like she has established relationships, and I think that's going to hurt her.
No Kara or CT history?
I think they're fine, but are either of them putting their necks on the line for Nani? I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's going to be one of the ones that I'm most curious to see how that ends up going, because I think we all agree Nani is a fantastic character and player and can certainly hold her own, but we're at the point where I would imagine no one that's getting drafted at this point would surprise any of us too much to be just at least half of the first team out, potentially, just with some bad luck.
Yes. Yeah. Very excited for Nani.
All right. So, Liguori, it's back on you.
All right. Well, there's for sure a vet that – no, I'm sorry, a newbie that I want to take here because I – I'm more than positive that if I don't take them now, Scally or Haley will pick them back up after. So let me just do one of those, and then I'm probably going to take one of the remaining vets. So with my fourth pick, I'm going to be taking Theo from Love Island UK.
Okay.
Theo, I'm sure you would have no idea who this guy is, but basically he wasn't even like a very big character on his season of Love Island, which I just finished watching that entire series. Highly recommend to anybody out there. It was great for the majority of it. I didn't really like season one that much, but that's another podcast. Theo, the main selling point for him is that when he was introduced on the show, they introduced him as this guy is like a track star. So I was like, all right, this guy has the endurance. There's been so much running and stuff on, you know, at least finals lately. So I was like, I just want to make sure that I get Theo.
Okay. Scally and Haley, is that a logical pick as far as you guys are concerned?
I actually don't know Theo. I haven't really gotten into Love Island yet. I did start with the first season. I've had kind of trouble getting into it.
Yeah, skip the first season. The rest of them are all great, but the first one's really slow.
I will do that. It's just, it's a lot of episodes for me to really be able to grasp. So, yeah, Theo could be good.
Scally, are you you're familiar with Theo? I know you're a Love Island guy.
Oh, I'm a Love Island stan. What I will say with Theo is 6'5". Theo is a track and field athlete. I think he may have competed at the Olympic level and maybe training for another possible Olympics, which, you know, surprised me that he's taking time out of that to come back on the challenge. But Theo is a shit stirrer, and I think most of the politics are going to be determined by the vets. But if he is paired with, let's say, either Amanda or Ashley, and it's a toss-up, then people might say, like, oh, get Theo out of here. Like, we could deal with the other one. So Theo, good competitor, but I'm not sure how he'll get along with the cast.
Yeah, for sure. The biggest point for him, and possibly the only point, is his athletics. I think it's similar to the whole ninja thing. It's like these two that just look like the top picks on the board athletics wise. But Theo was also a shit stirrer on Love Island. Like the most memorable moment of his time there was when there was one, I don't know if it was a couple or if it was one person leaving, and he kind of like made a snarky comment as they were leaving, and it was like somebody the entire house loved, so they were all like mad at him for an entire day after that. So he's not afraid to like stir anything up or get into a fight. I don't think so. I don't know if he's going to do so well, you know, if he, you know, starts to challenge some of these vets, but I don't know. Hopefully
so
he doesn't.
So just to clarify, Love Island and Theo are both British.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. I'm not on board with either of them.
Well, Love Island will be coming to the United States in CBS soon.
Wow. Do we know, is there a host attached?
Don't believe so.
Mario Lopez. The phone's going to ring soon. I guarantee that's what it's going to be. I'm locking that call in right now. Well, I'm hashtag calling my shot, C-O-L-I-N.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, there's a female host for the Love Island UK, and I think that it does really well with it. I mean, maybe it's just because Caroline Flack, who hosts that version, is great, but I feel like they could benefit from also having a female host
on
this.
All right,
well, Tiffany
Amber Thiessen, lock it in. Saved by the Bell, in some form, is going to get some representation there. Okay. All right, so there goes Theo. Liguori, you have another pick.
This one's really hard, because I feel like one of these makes a lot more sense than the other, but also maybe it doesn't. Like, I'm looking, you know, the final two vets on the board are Amanda and Devon. It is, you know, the stats that I have written down, it is Amanda's fifth season. She has not obviously won, and she has not made it to a final. She is 1-3 in eliminations, while Devon is only in her second season, and she has already won two eliminations, despite obviously not making the final. So I feel like we massively have underrated Devon going in, and I feel like, I don't know if that's our faults, because I don't think anyone would have expected her to be good at any kind of competitions, but I feel like she's proved herself to be good. So I think that sounds like I'm leaning towards taking Devon.
All right. Devon is yours. Scally, have you been on board with that based on her first couple of seasons, we may still be underrating Devon?
I would say if you look at the eliminations, we're probably underrating Devon. If you're looking at the dailies, I don't think Devon performed particularly well. That may be because she was with Jose, but I'm interested to see how she does not tethered to him.
Haley, are you liking Devon, the challenge contestant? Is she doing it the same way she did on Big Brother for you, I assume?
Yeah, and I think it's almost even more fun, because when she was in the vet position on Big Brother, like, it just wasn't as charming. Does that make sense? Like, she's a lot of fun on the challenge, and she's way better than I was expecting her to be.
Yeah. No,
and also to point out, it just, you know, we already talked about Pauly, but the fact that Devon and Pauly are both in their second season of the challenge, this is their second season, and they're on the vets' side,
it's mind-blowing in so many different ways.
Wait, this is their second? They didn't do a season? God, that last season lasted forever. I thought Devon had already gone twice.
No, this is both of their second seasons, Jesus. And they are considered veterans of the challenge.
I think that's fair after they've been on 30 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a four-month-long season, so.
Yeah, wow, I definitely would have lost a bet that they had done multiple seasons already leading up to this. But yeah, I'm very excited to see Devon just back on the challenge at all. I thought I had heard that she said she was going to stop doing it after the last one.
Yeah, if you fall for that, that's on you. Now and going forward in the future, she's she's notoriously trolling everybody on Twitter every time she says, "Yeah, that was it, an experience, I'm done." She's always going back.
Listen, the only way I ever hear anything about the challenge or the players or behind the scenes or whatever is from you two, Matt Liguori and Brian Scally. So that news would have come from you.
Doesn't sound like something
it
I remember.
It might have been
you.
Me. It might have been. I will say Devon, in terms of like the challenge competitor, I am, you know, moderately high on. But Devon, the character, I think she might be, you know, my number one pick. I love Devon on the challenge. She's probably the only person from the cast that I follow on Twitter. I am very, very high on Devon in the confessionals.
Yeah, Devon the person is an A++ for sure. At least character wise, and it seems like on Twitter, I do not follow her on Twitter, but she's often retweeted, and I do find myself enjoying it. So there goes.
Okay, so if you enjoy it so much, hit the follow button. What's the problem?
I don't want to follow contestants on the challenge, and I think. Let's see. I certainly follow a couple Big Brother players, but very few.
All right. Well, we can assess your follow list after this is done.
Okay. We can save that for off air, I suppose.
One time, Matt assessed who I was following, and it didn't go well for him.
Matt, yeah, I feel like I didn't know everybody that was on your list, and that threw me off.
Matt is for hire if you need your follows cleaned up, as far as I've ever been aware.
Would love to.
Yeah. All right. So there goes Devon. Excited for that. And it is back on you, Haley, to continue your roster of people we wish we had drafted. God, what a lineup you have.
I know.
And I think I'm really going to continue that with this pick. I'm not confident in their athletic abilities, but they're going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going with Morgan.
Oh. Yep. You're correct.
I love your team. Jeez.
So you feeling good about Morgan? I know Scally and Liguori were Big Brother OTT watchers. I did not see her season of OTT. Did you watch it, Haley?
I didn't.
She won a game.
Like, she won one of these strategy games. So that already gives me confidence in her.
Well, it wasn't a whole lot of strategy, to be fair. But she did win a game.
It was more than zero.
Was she a ball smasher or one of the other ones?
She was a ball smasher.
And I've been watching her on X on the Beach, and it seems like everyone really likes her. She's not getting into any fights. She's not starting any drama. I think that's going to be really good for the challenge. So I'm really excited to see her on the challenge, and I think she could have a really long career on this show.
Okay, bold call right away from Haley. My first question is, can I get an accurate last name pronunciation here from Morgan?
It's Willette.
Willette, okay.
Most people say Willett, and they'll live with that, but it is supposed to be Willette.
Okay, that's
Matt,
what I...
Will it bother you if I say it wrong?
Nice. Liguori, you feeling good about Morgan's prospects here?
I completely agree with everything Haley just said. I think she's totally well-likable. And, just from knowing of Morgan, I know she is always in the gym. She does a lot of working out. So I'm sure – I don't know. I think the only problem here is that she just came in off of X on the Beach, which filmed like pretty close to when they left for the challenge. So I can't imagine – she was at the gym too much while she was there. So who knows what kind of shape she's in going in. But, if you're looking for somebody who's going to be, there until the end, I see no reason why Morgan would be a bad pick here.
Yeah, and Scally, it sounds like you got sniped.
Yeah, I love Morgan. I think Morgan is going to be at least above replacement level in challenge-wise. I think she's incredibly likable, will be set up well for future challenges. I think that maybe someone like Jenna might need to be worried about her casting spot moving forward, but I'm excited to see. I mean, we'll see.
Well, isn't Morgan just like a scooch smarter than Jenna?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that goes, that is true.
Yeah, we'll see how Morgan does with any kind of like when Natalie first got here, she linked up with Bananas, and that gave her a way to, ensure herself a future spot. So we'll have to see, where Morgan can find somebody to latch onto so that there's a storyline to bring her back.
Do we have any front runners for Bananas Rookie of the Year?
There's two Nolan twins in there that are probably both single.
Okay, good to know. I'm going to need some draft picks soon, so I'm trying to...
trying to get those coitus points?
Yeah. All right, so there goes Morgan Willett, not Willett, and it is back on Scally.
All right, I'm going back to the newbie well. One thing I highlighted before Cam's first season was just the impact of height on the women's size and how it's often a big benefit. So I am going to go with Maddie from Party Down South, who is 6 foot tall.
Wow. Yeah, I'm totally with you on height being a major factor. I think that's one thing Cam has had going for her these last couple of seasons. And also, historically, Laurel, I think just towering over people is what made her the obvious pick any season she was on.
Yeah, I mean, in this particular case, I don't know. The one clip that I watched of Maddie is, Party Down South, if you don't know what it is pretty much kind of like a Floribama Shore, spinoff Jersey Shore kind of thing where it's just a bunch of people in a house drinking for a few weeks. The one clip I saw of her seemed like she had just come out of the hospital because she had been drinking her face off and ended up there. So, I mean, if she's like – she was cast to be like the party girl and, drinking the entire house's supply of alcohol, I don't know how well she's going to be performing. But I don't know. I get Scally's point about the height.
I think the height is a major factor worth considering on the challenge there. Haley, is this someone that you knew from her original season?
No, sorry to say.
Wow, really, really crushing it on those. I know every single person.
You just wait. No, I said I knew all but like six, and obviously they're the trash ones because no one's picking the one. No.
I will say I am also concerned about the only video I did see of Maddie was them discussing her drunk alter ego, Martha. So I think Maddie is liable to get in at least some giant arguments, if not some fights and kicked off the show. But the just sheer, you know, size of being 6 foot against someone like Kara, who is, I believe, in the low fives, is, you know, towering.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Maddie.
I think that's a totally logical pick. It is back on me. I know I'm taking Amanda. That one's going to happen. So despite kind of that blow up last season and how things ended with her and Zach, still feels to me like a worthwhile pick here when everyone else on the board is a newbie. And honestly, I think it took pretty exceptional circumstances for Amanda to obviously leave the exact round she did last time. But it also just seemed like she and Zach, were it not for just kind of self-imploding, would have continued to be in a pretty solid position, despite not even really getting along at all to get, with each other. So Amanda, at this point in the draft, I feel like at least is a no-brainer here. Haley, what did you think of seeing all of that play out last season and how that may affect Amanda here?
I'm very out on Amanda.
You're out on Amanda?
I am.
Why do you hate women, Haley? Why can't you support the...
Why don't you just take a gander at my team and tell me if I hate women or not?
Okay, fair counterpoint. But you're out on Amanda. Scally,
out on Amanda. Wait, no. Hey,
oh, okay.
You stop that. There's fun bitchy, and Amanda's not fun bitchy. Amanda's just mean and unnecessary, and like I think she thinks she's being funny, but she's not. Like telling Kara she hopes her horse dies, it's like, what's the point? And she's like, well, I didn't tell her I hope she dies. Like, no, but you're being an asshole for no reason whatsoever. And they, like, Amanda's just, she sucks. Like, would you want to live with her? No, I wouldn't. Like, she's no fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen people have fun with her. Allegedly, she has friends, but I don't know why.
Yeah, Scally, after last season, do you feel like the ceiling is just not there for Amanda at this point?
I think on this season specifically, the ceiling's not there for Amanda. I think Amanda is underrated, again, as a competitor, but I think, I don't know who likes her that much on this cast other than Ashley. I mean, I know I can name about five people that actively really dislike her. So I'm not seeing it there for Amanda right now.
Okay, Liguori, what about you?
I'm sorry, Haley. I still love Amanda. I know she's such a mess, and you know she says some bad things. I don't know. I feel like I've been in Amanda's corner, and until she, you know,
until she what, like,
I don't know,
somebody, or
yeah,
like a racist rant, like,
yeah,
Camilla, or
I
like
guess so.
what's your level, what's your ceiling?
That must be it. Like until she goes full Camillinator. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live with her, and I don't know if I'd ever want to, you know her or be her friend or anything like that. She's a monster. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I like, anytime somebody's going to give me such, you know, good TV, screaming, yelling, give me all the drama. That's really what I want. So again, like I said earlier, when I was deciding between Amanda and Devon, you know, her results are really not pulling through for her. She's not, you know, she's only won one elimination out of the five seasons. She lost three, hasn't, I don't even know if she's made it close to a final. I don't see it for her, you know, in the future ever winning. But you know, that's what Amanda is.
Yeah. To me, it just felt like obviously the last veteran on the board here. And I do understand why she would become the last veteran, but at this point in the draft, I would feel weird not taking Amanda over someone that I don't even know. Like, she's not going to be at the point for me. Like, I remember last season, there were certain, I don't remember who was at, like, below this cutoff point, but I was drafting people I hadn't heard of ahead of people I did know, and Amanda's just not below that threshold for me. But unfortunately, we are at the point now where I guess I do know a few of the names just from their time on Big Brother, but for the vast majority of these people, I do not know any of them, and the ones I do know, I'm going to say, at this point in the draft, I am not particularly inclined to be selecting, so hear me out on this one. I am going based on who seems to me to have the best challenge name, as in what name I could most easily see turning into a regular name on the challenge, and with that in mind, I will be taking Chase with my next pick. I don't know who Chase is. I don't know how tall he is. I don't know what show he's from. I don't know what country he's from. I do know Chase seems like a name that would fit right in the Challenge House. So welcome aboard, Chase. Scally, what is Chase from?
Chase is from The Bachelor. I believe he made a short appearance on Bachelor in Paradise. I could be wrong, but he definitely showed up on X on the Beach also recently. Chase is incredibly boring. I don't know why he's here. I'm shocked that he made it on X on the Beach and then made the transition over to the Challenge. He's tall. He's athletic, so he'll probably be good, but I'm shocked he ended up on the Challenge.
Okay, so Haley, it sounds like this is your wheelhouse. What do we know about Chase?
That he is truly the most milquetoast contestant they could have ever found for this show.
So true.
And he allegedly dated Tommy Lauren. If that doesn't thing. For you to know how he is as a thing.
I would like to take back this pick.
He's all yours.
Is that confirmed? I feel like I heard that. I don't know if I ever saw any, like...
Is anything confirmed? I don't know. But Chase is boring. He sucks. I didn't like him on his season. I didn't like him on X on the Beach. Like, he was exceptionally boring on X on the Beach. I can't even tell you one storyline. I think him and his ex, Skylar. Okay, this is all... It's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me now. He sucks. And he kind of dated his ex, Skylar, again. But I think they broke up, like, immediately. Oh, you know what's fun? Him and Polly were on X on the Beach together. So that could be interesting little, like, oh, I know you, you know me deal. Or it could be they hate each other. So
yeah, or Polly just forgets that, you know, he knows anybody besides these new vets he's going to be sucking up to.
Yeah, well, if anyone is easily forgettable, it could be Chase. So he's so bland.
He's so incredibly boring. I mean, it's not a terrible pick.
He might not appear on the show.
Everybody else, but it's like there's no chance that he was one of their first 500 calls for this season. Like like all the other people backed out and said they couldn't make it, and they were like, "All right, Chase, you free?" And he's like, "Yeah, why not?" And then they brought him out. So I mean. Good on him for securing a spot, but if he makes a second appearance, very surprised I will be.
All right. Well, with that stellar pick out of the way, Scally, it is back on you.
All right. Speaking of good challenge names, I was a little worried you were going to go here.
Yeah, I thought he was totally going in a different direction.
We'll see if we're even thinking on the same line, but I am going to go with Ashley Kane, who is from the UK. He's from X on the Beach. He is actually an ex of Kaylee Morris, who we have seen on the last couple seasons, and he is a former pro soccer player.
Mm. Okay, so a historically successful name in the form of Ashley, but a different Ashley than the one we're used to seeing succeed, at least recently. Haley, did you know this guy, Ashley?
I do know Guy Ashley. I've seen him on a couple seasons of X on the Beach, on his original season, plus X on the Beach All-Stars. Didn't he also date Melissa, too? Like, wasn't this part of the thing?
That is true.
Yeah, where they both dated the same guy, and that's why they're no longer friends. Like, he was part of the vendetta or something like that. He's kind of dumb, but, like, he should be fun. I think he's going to definitely... bone someone.
Yeah, I've seen Ashley was rumored for the past couple seasons. I had seen his name being thrown out there a lot, so I had already known of him. Not that I have watched his seasons, But I mean, soccer is an insane sport to go pro. It is so athletic. So you run all day in soccer. So if he can make it to a final, he's golden. And I have at least, you know, some confidence in his other skills to get him there.
Okay. I obviously do not know this guy, and that will go without saying henceforth for everyone who has not appeared on the show Big Brother. I do not know who they are. Yeah. All right. So there goes Ashley the dude. Haley, it is back on you.
Ooh, oh, gosh.
Still no guys on your team.
Why do you hate men, Haley?
Do you want a list of reasons?
Actually, yes. Can we pause this?
I don't want my reasons on record.
All right. So we're back. Haley just gave us all her reasons.
You know what? I'm going to go for my first guy here. I don't feel good about this, but I'm happy about it. And I want Josh.
Okay. You don't feel good about it, but you're happy about it. You don't feel good about his chances, but you're happy to have him on your team?
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's particularly athletic, is he? But again, he's won one of these games, and he does have the ability to kind of think ahead and plan some strategy, and he's going to cause some shit. And I feel like Josh could he's a little older now. He's a little more mature, question mark. He could really use his talents to start shit between other people rather than with himself.
Do we know if Josh is going to be potentially more toned down? Like, was he putting on a character to the extent that it seemed like he may have been in the Big Brother house? Like, can we see a different version of Josh, I guess, is what I'm asking, because at least for me, as someone who has only seen him on BB, I would be a little concerned about him, like, going out
you
of his
be
way
concerned
to,
about it
just mm. going out of his way to draw a target on himself.
I think it's possible. I think he's definitely developed a lot more self-awareness since his season to see how he came across. You know, all the big blowups, he knows, you know, he was able to look back, especially being somebody who wins, you're able to look back and not be so, like, you know, like, skeeved out about what you did. So I think he'll be able to take that and probably use it to actually play a good game, maybe, considering his Big Brother game was not a good game despite it resulting in a win. He's definitely cast on this show. He's been in the pool also for at least two or three seasons now. You know, since at least last season they were talking about putting him on, and I was like, are you really, like, this guy? Because he's not, you know, any kind of athletic beast that we know of. But he, you know, pots and pans, yelling in Mark's face, you know, the big fight with the pool table and stuff. So I think that that's what they're hoping that they're going to get out of Josh here. And if that is what he's hoping to play up, you know, you want the return appearance. You want the return appearance probably more than you want to make sure that you're the most athletic guy out there. I think he's probably going to be going down that route of just trying to make good TV.
Okay. Scally, what is the best case scenario as far as you're concerned for how far Josh could make it here?
I think Josh could float to the middle or be dragged towards the end as a layup team. I think Josh was probably my last pick on the board, to be honest.
That's fine. I never said, like, I
no, I'm not.
Feel like I don't think he's going to win. But, like, if he got a great female partner who just kind of looked at it and was like, oh, he won.
I want Josh and Kara together because I feel like he's so wacky, and she's obviously, like, pretty, you know, wacky too, for lack of a better word. And I feel like they'd be a fun duo.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm more of the Josh would have been very near the bottom, if not the literal bottom, for me, just having seen him on his season of Big Brother. But it certainly can't argue with wanting that kind of character on your team here, Haley. And if you're going to break the seal,
are you going to try and get Josh out? Why would you do that? You're not going to.
If he starts rubbing people the wrong way by, you know, doing his pots and pans at anyone's face, then that could be the problem. But otherwise, you know, who knows?
Yeah. And I will say, you're probably not organizing a big vote against Josh, but if it's any style of elimination where you get to call out your opponent, I can see most teams feeling confident picking Josh to go against.
Mm-hmm.
All and right. I don't think, like, but he's, like, not going to have the ego that some of these other guys are going to. Like, Josh isn't going to get in a dick measuring contest with some of the vets. Like, I could see Ashley or Steven doing.
That's fair.
Okay, so certainly excited to see how Josh translates to the Challenge House. But with that, it is back on you, Ligori.
calling him Steven really threw me off just there.
Sorry.
How was it pronounced? No, it's just he's known by the name Bear. So that's I was just like, who the hell is Steven?
His name is Bear?
His last name is Bear, so that's what he's known. Like, that's what they called him for the majority of, I think, his appearances. I mean, I haven't seen any of his shows. I just, like, he's, like, one of the names on this list that I haven't seen anything that he's done, but I know the name Bear from all the shows he's done. Whether or not I'm going to pick him here, I don't know. I didn't even realize that I was up because I was so focused on Josh. But, he's somebody that I know.
Sorry, you cut out for a second. Who did you pick?
Oh, Gus? Did you? I don't know how.
No, that's good. My recording at least cut out for a second, so it's good that we have that.
Yeah, I cut out
too. Okay, Gus is the pick is in.
Gus is my next pick. Sorry for the connection. I'm picking Gus. He's from Floribama Shore. I have no idea how this guy's going to do. I have no idea how he's going to fit in with literally anybody here. The most memorable thing that I know him on his time on the show on Floribama Shore for is the fact that he cries a lot. So, you know, combine that with Josh being around, he might be in tears on day two. But I feel like he's always in the gym, from following him on social media. That is what I know about him. So I'm going with Gus first.
Do either of you, Haley or Scally, know Gus from his Floribama Shore days?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
He's just, like, not the most interesting guy. Like, it kind of shocks me he was even cast on Floribama Shore. Shocks me even more he was cast here. I have just 0.0 interest in seeing him on The Challenge. I did watch the first season of Floribama Shore. Tried to watch the second. I just couldn't quite get into it. It's just not really my jam. If Gus went out on the first week, I would not be disappointed in the least bit.
Yeah, I'm on the same track. I watched the first season. I dropped out during the second. I like still know a little bit of what goes on just from hearing it from other people. But I will say, if Josh was not my last pick, it probably would have been Gus, only because he is a lot shorter than the typical challenge contestant. And I think that, you know, I've clearly put an emphasis on how I think height plays a factor. So if he is athletic, he's still smaller than the majority of these guys.
Physically, I just think that he might have the Pauly Calafiori upside of being somebody who's a small guy, but like able to, you know, the only Pauly Calafiori upside of the physical ability.
I feel like his muscles are all vanity, though. Like, I don't know if he has any actual strength.
It's possible. All I know is I've followed him on social media, on at least Instagram, for a while, and like the only thing I ever see him doing is in the gym. So gotta hope that there's some athletics behind those, you know, painted on muscles, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know this guy, but when I was thinking about who has the best challenge name, Gus was probably the bottom of the list.
There's a lot of people on this season with three letter names. That's an observation that I've made. We got Gus, we got Liz, we got Cam, we got
Wes.
There's more. Wes.
D.
Yeah, there's a decent amount.
All right. Good observation.
That's your
that is a perfect kind of Dom and Colin podcast useless observation. So thank you.
I finally made it.
Yeah. I guess it is back on you again, Liguori, unless anyone else has more thoughts on Gus.
I can't imagine there's any more thoughts on Gus, especially when I am going to go with my heart on this one. And just after wrapping up my Love Island UK binging, I'm just going to take the other Love Island person on the board and take Georgia.
All right.
Georgia is not a huge standout from the show, nor do I think she's probably the most standout physically. But I just love her and kind of want her on my team.
All right. Scally, how do we feel about Georgia coming off the board?
I mean, if my, you know, height rankings are coming into it, Georgia's 5'10", so that's pretty good. But I think she is, you know, a replacement level. She was fine on Love Island, nothing like too exciting. I believe she actually also appeared on The Only Way is Essex for at least a season or two, but I have not watched that. I am excited to see Georgia here, but not super high on her entertainment value.
All right, Haley, do you know Georgia?
I feel like I know Georgia, but I haven't seen any of her shows. I think she could be fun, but I don't know her super well.
Okay, nor do I. So there goes Georgia for Liguori's team. And Haley, it is back on you.
This is where I start to get really stuck. You know what? Give me Bear.
Ah, I wanted Bear. I was hoping you would fall, and no one told me there was someone named Bear on the season when I was doing it based on names.
Well,
why didn't you look at Matt's spreadsheet or graphic? This is great.
I didn't. There's a graphic on the spreadsheet? I didn't know. I thought it was
Are you kidding?
Didn't you look at this PDF Matt sent you? Well,
clearly you didn't.
I know.
If anybody out there listening, well, I guess it's too late for you to start looking at it in the beginning. But if you need a cheat sheet as we get into the first episode of the season, hit me up and I'll send it to you.
It's great. It's beautiful.
Wow. Okay. Well, this entire draft is null and void now. I've been playing at a competitive disadvantage.
You've had every opportunity to be prepared for this, and you continuously have tried not to.
I had everyone's name written down in alphabetical order, sir.
Oh my gosh, Colin, let's commend you for your hard work in hosting this podcast.
That seems inefficient anyway. You're going to mix in the newbies and the vets. You're going to mix in the men and the women.
Sir, I had them separated by gender and by vet newbie status.
Didn't specify, but all right.
Yeah. So Bear is off the board. Unfortunately, I was very much looking forward to drafting that guy. But there he goes. Haley, why Bear?
I remember him being a lot of fun on X on the Beach, and I'm just all about fun at this point, and I think he could have some, like, Joss upside.
Okay. Scally, any Bear takes?
So I actually did watch Bear on his Celebrity Big Brother season, and he is an insane person from what I have seen on there. He drove the entire house mad. He ended up winning, it's an audience popular vote. And basically he drove the rest of the house so wild that the audience fell in love with it. I know that the producers put in allegedly a very large sum of money to get Bear on this season and at least one more. So I think they'll be invested on having him stick around a little bit. I probably would have picked Bear pretty soon, but I can see him rubbing a lot of cast members the wrong way.
Okay, so he's like the British evil dick?
I don't know if I would go that far. I would say he might be a more entertaining Kyle.
Okay. Liguori, what do you think about Bear?
Well, excuse me?
You said he was called Bear. That was your words, not mine.
All I know is that we need him and Ashley on the same team because it sounds like he's a fireball, and obviously so is she. I haven't seen any of his seasons, but from the few clips that I looked at earlier, it sounds like he's a shit stirrer. So him and Josh being back to back is quite the team.
All right. Well, very disappointed for someone that I didn't know at all 30 minutes ago to not be on my team. But there goes Bear, unfortunately. Scally, it is back on you.
All right. I am going to go with probably the only other person that Colin knows anything about and go with Turbo from Survivor Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, joke's on you. I did not know anything about this guy other than that he was a 2-time Survivor winner, which is
well, I felt like that was as much as you knew about anyone else. So,
well, the Nolan twins are still up there.
That is fair.
Yeah. When you said that you were picking somebody with a great name for the challenge, I'm like, okay, he's obviously picking Turbo. But that is – we got much later in this list now that he actually got taken off the board. So
yeah, I just wanted
how is Chase your favorite name?
It's not my favorite name. It's the frattiest name.
Is the challenge typically very fratty?
I feel like that generally you get a lot of like Brad and things of that nature.
Name one more.
Kyle. Kyle. I just gave it to him.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at like Paulie, Wes, Bananas, Leroy. Like these aren't like, I don't know. Turbo's a great name if you're going to have a Turbo on your show for a couple seasons.
I don't know. Historically.
I was so convinced you were picking him before.
Yeah, are you going to try to sit here and tell me that not many people on the challenge were in frats or would have been had they gone to college?
Sure, but I don't know if that was the point you were making earlier when I was considering
who
you were going to
pick. That was the point I was
making,
is I want the 6'5 generic white guy, and I don't know what any of these people are, so I'm taking Chase.
Okay.
what I will say about Turbo and Survivor Turkey, I did a tiny bit of research into this, and Survivor Turkey lasts an insane amount of time. The seasons can run over 100 days each.
Wow.
And he played on back-to-back seasons and won both of them. and they are highly physical. I think it's like the winner is determined by like points, points like awarded over the course of the season. So for him to physically dominate that much on 100 plus day seasons of Survivor, I think he is going to stand at least a good shot against the majority of the people on the season.
Yeah, I would have taken Turbo. I was hoping to take Bear and Turbo with my next set of picks as two really fun names. But, of course, both got sniped immediately before my turn. And, obviously, I do not know anything about this specific guy or Turkish Survivor in general. But I did find out just from Scally's preseason notes that he was a two-time Survivor winner. And, apparently, if the physical element is a much bigger deal in how one wins Turkish Survivor, you've got to feel good about this guy, for sure. Haley, did you know at all anything about Turbo? Were you a big Survivor Turkey fan?
No.
Okay, Ligori, anything from you?
No.
Okay.
Got nothing.
That sounds good. I don't know how much there is to say about most of the rest of the picks on the board here, but there goes Turbo, and it is back on me with two more picks. You know what? Give me the bananas bait. I will take Liz and Julia Nolan here with this set of picks.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they were always going to be towards the very end of this draft, but...
Wait, are you taking both? Because I'm fine with that if you are.
He is.
Go for it. I'm truly fine with it.
Okay, well, they're both on my team. And I say bananas bait almost.
Wait, are you taking them in one spot or in your, like... I was willing to give them up in one spot.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I think you should just take them in one spot. Just go for it.
I would be fine with that. We would only have one leftover person then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure. I thought that they both did. I don't remember a ton about, I'm going to say BB17 was the season they were on. But it seemed like they were both in there at least more than passable socially, and they're not the kind of like physical beast that I would expect to see do well on many seasons of the challenge, but under the right circumstances with the right partner, I can at least see one of these two making a somewhat deep run. And at this point in the draft,
I don't think they're gonna make it past the Purge.
They may not. They absolutely could be the two people
imagine both of them.
One of them will be.
probably for TV convenience sake.
Both
they'd
of them
have
in
that.
One spot. I am serious about this.
I don't think that's a good idea. This could really screw you over a few weeks in.
I have seen how like wonky drafting goes with handing over people to Ligori. I am not ready to give up anyone in a double
spot. Oh, come on, guys. You're going to fight over Nolan?
Well, what I will say is...
It's a whole extra team member.
Yeah, what...
Barely. They played as the same person in BB17, so why can't they play as the same person here?
Well, eventually they split into two, so what do we just keep them together, and then by week three, we take one of them off?
Yeah. Who cares? One of them's going to be off anyway.
I think our plan, what to do, and not to get too inside baseball, what our plan was to do with the draft is two people will be left over, and then two people will be purged. If you lose someone in the purge, then you will gain the person of that gender back on your team.
Yeah, right? But then if you win the game with that person on your team, then it doesn't count for anything anymore.
These are pre-established non-charity rules that... everyone has signed off on ahead of time before it gets to the point.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, well, Haley, how surprised were you to see the Nolan twins in the mix for challenge casting?
Like, for what reason are they here?
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. Like, they're fine, but like, you look at them and you're like, not only do I need one of these people for this season, I need both of them. I'm going to take up a whole extra spot for these people. Like, for why?
Yeah, now that you've put it in those terms, I'm really not sure what I was doing with this draft pick other than preventing you guys from getting more people that I thought you would want actively on your team.
We obviously don't actively want
yeah,
them.
I actively
want anyone left.
I don't know. I had two spots to fill. It seemed like a fitting end to the draft. Liz and Julia, welcome aboard. I don't think anyone's going to be too surprised if either of them is gone early or both are gone early. I think it would be more the case that we'd be pretty surprised if they're there late. But nonetheless, it's the final rounds of the draft. So what are you going to do? Scally, it is back on you for your final pick.
Well, what I will say for people who listening who might not know who Liz and Julia are is that they're twins from Big Brother. If you're going to have one of them you probably need both of them because either of them has nothing individually that interesting about them. Liz is a little better at competitions. Julia is better in the confessionals. But I was about as disinterested in having them on my team as they seem in general about most things with the tone of their voice. Sure. Let me go with, I am going to take the only Australian on the board. I'm going to take D from Geordie Shore.
Australian. Wasn't she on both Geordie versions Shore? Of that? She was on Geordie and Goldie, which is apparently a thing.
What I could not tell from that, I believe that what it was is that the Geordie Shore cast like went to Australia and they brought in a bunch of, you know, native Australians to come on the show with them. And she was one of those cast members who was on there for a season. Whether or not she was then on an Australian spinoff, I could not speak to.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have any experience with D?
All I saw with her was that she had like an entire video. It was like meet D, and she was talking about like things that she likes in the bedroom. And I was like, oh, her and Kara will definitely be best friends after these recent Paulie and Kara confessionals that have been surfacing the internet.
All right. Well, excited for D, I suppose. Haley, how would you like to round out your team?
Give me probably somebody who could give Ashley a run for her money in the category of batshit crazy. Give me Zahida.
Mm-hmm. What's Zahida from?
X on the Beach. I know her from that. It says she's also on Geordie Shore, but I haven't seen her on that. She is truly insane, and it's amazing. She spent her entire season of X on the Beach, like, trying to date this guy, and was so like they had like the most up and down relationship, and like afterwards they still dated, but I think recently they broke up for good. She's insane. I don't think she's gonna do well, but I don't care.
Okay. Well, that sounds promising. Scally, what are we thinking about Zahida and her chances here?
Zahida is one of my true blind spots. I know next to nothing about her. I believe she was also on Geordie Shore for at least a couple episodes to a season, but I don't know that her and Dee were ever on the same season together.
Ligori, you got any Zahat takes?
Oh my god.
I don't. I don't want to respond to that, nor do I have any takes.
All right. That does not merit a response. So I guess with that, Ligori, send us home. Give us the final pick of the draft.
My only problem here is that the two of these guys, I wasn't able to find like two of them. There's the only two guys left. It's, Alan. I don't know how to say this guy's name. Anyone feel free to help me out with it. And then, Shalene, is that her name, from The Bachelor Canada, or the final three on the board? So I guess I pick one of these and then the other two will end up on someone's team if they're not purged. Is that
yes?
Right. That's the, okay. I don't know. I'm looking at my team right now, and I do only have two women, so I'm tempted to just take a third instead of having a boys' club. Do we have like 20 more minutes for me to make this decision? No.
I'm getting hungry.
All right. I'll take Shalene. Is that how you
say it?
Shalene.
I
think. Okay. Yeah.
It did not sound right the way I was saying it. So.
Yeah, Shalene. I really respect Ligoria struggling with the name and Haley not jumping in there to help him out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's literally a Bachelor Canada person. Yeah. You have to know who this is.
Yeah, wait, yeah.
Joke's on you. I didn't like she like was familiar, but I was like, I don't quite remember her. And you know why? Because she went off in the very first episode of the season.
Oh God, I take it back. I'll take. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, that sounds promising, Ligori. You must be thrilled.
I just can't even comprehend how she was chosen. Like, I just don't understand.
It sounds like a couple of people may have been, like, the 500th on the list, like you were saying earlier about Chase or whoever it was.
She was, like, there's no way she was in the top 1,000.
Yeah, well, I will say in terms of the casting this season and just the sheer names that were on the rumored list, they looked all over the world on every show that's probably ever been on TV and really seemed to consider their best options. How we ended up with some of the people on the cast, I am surprised. But before Natalie and Jose and a few other people came on their first season, we were all super doubtful. So I'm going to give them the, you know, slight benefit of the doubt, give them a little bit of rope, and see what they do with this casting this year.
So here's a potentially dumb question, but I feel like I've heard about, for instance, Taylor and Figgy being in the mix before. Why aren't there people from Survivor if they're getting people from every other show? Is there some contract thing they can't get around with the Survivor contracts or anything that we know of?
I think that if you're looking at the Survivor pool of who would be good on the challenge, it is smaller than a show like Big Brother, where Big Brother tends to cast mostly people under, like, you know, in their 20s. Sure. And Survivor tends to have a wider mix. And also that Big Brother, maybe Survivor people are less so looking to be on TV, whereas Big Brother contestants are going for that. I know that a few Survivor contestants were rumored or at least contacted, but it just did not work out this season. I believe they said Taylor and Figgy, if they know, at least Figgy. Michaela was highly rumored. I don't think that was ever going to happen.
Which Michaela?
Michaela from Millennials versus Gen X.
Oh, that Michaela.
Yeah.
They definitely called Jay as well.
Yeah.
He was
they
on
called
there.
Jay. That did not work out because he was on X on the Beach.
Morgan was also on X on the Beach.
Well, not that it was because of that.
You're saying like it's possible because he also was there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they, you know, had his number being shown that he was cast on X on the Beach, and then not, you know, he may show up on a future challenge. Who knows?
Oh, it must not be a contract thing if Survivors are doing other MTV shows and just not the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it's inevitable. Like within the next two seasons, we'll see a Survivor person on the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there is the draft. I guess I'm looking back at my team, and I absolutely hate it. I like my first pick of Cam, and then from there, it drops off real fast. I ended up with Zach, Leroy, Natalie Negrati, Amanda, Chase, and then the Nolan twins. So we'll see how that one goes. Ligori, you have here Wes, Polly, Kyle, Theo, Devon, Gus, Georgia, and Shailene. How you feeling?
I love my team. I mean, maybe I'm just so happy because I got like three picks in the beginning that I did not expect to get. Well, I expected my first pick, but I'm feeling good.
All right. Haley, you wound up with Cara Maria, Ashley, Jenna, Nani, Morgan, Josh, Bea, and Zahida. How are you feeling?
I don't feel like I'm going to win, but I feel so good about my team.
I like your team a lot. And
it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Scally, you wound up with CT, Bananas, Hunter, Ninja Natalie, Maddie, Ashley the Dude, Turbo, and D. You feeling good?
I feel good about my team competitively. I am jealous of Haley's team from a rooting interest standpoint.
Yeah.
If anybody leaves from Haley's team, we're all going to be like,
I think we can already officially declare Haley the winner of this draft without even seeing how the challenges play out. But guys, thank you so much for taking so much time, and we will go around the horn and let you plug certainly anything you want to. Haley, I know you got a lot going on podcasting, The Bachelor and Top Chef and so on over at RHAP. What's in season right now?
Okay. So like I mentioned before, I'm doing a special podcast with Ali and Brian about X on the Beach this week. The Bachelor is about to start on Monday night, so we did our draft with Big Brother Canada legend Kirsten McInnes. So that is up and ready for your earbuds whenever you'd like. I have been on the Top Chef Judges Roundtable this season. It's kind of like a rotating thing, so I'm not on this week, nor will I be on next week. But I have been on the first four episodes, so if you're interested in that, you can go listen there. I've been doing a lot more writing on my blog, strongtakes.ca. Thank you to Colin for that. What's it called? Web address?
Suggestion? Man, I had a whole bit planned out where I was going to like, you know, I've given you a hard time over the years for @hstrong_ being your Twitter handle, but I really got to give you credit. That blog name, you really just knocked out of the park.
So you thought I was too much of an asshole to, like, give you credit for that?
No, I was hoping to bring it up unprompted for that hilarious exchange, but...
Joke's on you, I'm Canadian, I'm nice AF. Anyway, so strongtakes.ca, I'm doing a lot of, like, TV writing over there, books I'm reading, et cetera, et cetera. And then my Twitter and Instagram, @hstrong_, so go follow me over there.
Definitely do so. Haley, thank you so much. Scally, I know the second annual Summer of Scally is rapidly approaching, as is Celebrity Big Brother, and all of the finest tweets can be found where?
Oh, that would be @Brian_Scally on Twitter and Instagram, but definitely Twitter is you're going to find the better content.
All right. Thank you so much. I don't know what else you would have to plug, if anything.
Oh, just Twitter. You know, okay, it's all cool. The great stuff is there.
And Liguori, I know you also have a lot going on these days with Big Brother about to launch back up for both Celebrity and again this summer. And also, it seems like every few days I see you on Twitch with Taryn. What's been going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's not anything, that I would tell anybody they have to check out, but it, you know, if you're ever around on like a Sunday, Thursday night when we're randomly talking about Brant Steel seasons and whatever we're up to, that's on Taryn's Twitch channel. I don't know how you find that. twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, I think. Blanked on that, but yeah, Celebrity Big Brother will be back very soon, like 2 weeks, so that should be fun with some of those morning updates and whatever else we have going on for that. So excited for that.
Yeah, and on Twitter and Instagram?
@MattLiguori. I mean, Instagram you really don't need to follow, but Twitter it is.
All right, and I am @ColinStone, just on Twitter. No Instagram, at least not yet. We'll see if I eventually cave. The day may come, but it hasn't so far. Thank you guys, our whole panel, once again, for taking so much time today. And thank everyone. Thank you to everyone who has made it this far into the podcast. Very much looking forward to the new season of The Challenge, whenever that does roll around. And I'm sure we will be back to talk much more about that when the time comes. So we will talk to you until then. Take care, everybody.